listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. 11 schools across the Wheatbelt and Goldfields Esperance regions are set to be impacted by today's teacher union strikes. 9 schools will be partially impacted, resuming operations from lunchtime. Meantime, Wongan Hills District High School and Avonvale Education Support Centre will be closed all day. Union President Matt Jarman says teachers are walking off the job for an important cause.
Teachers and school leaders in regional WA are facing a lack of staff and even higher cost of living crisis, inadequate housing and even greater difficulty in addressing the support they need for their challenging students.
A 28-year-old man has been fined for punching an innocent man after the 2022 Goldfields Footy League Grand Final. The accused was celebrating at Railways Footy Club before he punched the victim in the face, mistakenly thinking he was the one that assaulted him during a fight. He's been ordered to pay $1,500. The opposition has slammed the Albanese government over their lack of transparency around the future of live sheep exports. The federal government yet to release the details of an independent panel report conducted 6 months ago. Nationals leader David Littleproud says it shows absolute contempt for the people of WA.
Particularly the 3,000 livelihoods that they want to shut down without having the courage of their conviction to come in, eyeball those people and explain to them not only the science, but the economic impact. If you don't have that courage of your conviction, then why is Anthony Albanese and Murray Watt doing this?
A more than $20 million state government investment is set to create hundreds of local jobs in Kalgoorlie-Boulder. The funds are set to expand the Anzac Drive industrial estate. 22 new lots will be created, as well as a new intersection. In sport, a big win for the Goldfields Giants women over the weekend. The side defeating Southwest Slammers 84-64 in round 4. Giants are set to carry the winning momentum when they take on Perth Redbacks this Sunday.